Welcome to Dish Nation, everyone. Yay! Heidi's here with me because she just can't avoid my positive attitude and cheerful demeanor.
Is it opposite day?
I know, but let's check in with the rest of the crew. Hey, guys.
What's up, babe?
So coming up, M&M's in another feud. We'll tell you who with. And later, Andrew Freund sits down with Jon Stewart and the cast of the new movie Irresistible. But first, Brat, what do you got?
Okay, y'all. We all know Kim Kardashian lives for fashion, darling. Well, she whipped her fans into a frenzy when she dropped this video showing off this crazy corset. I mean, she is cinched so tight. I mean, that waist is snurched, okay? Kim wore a corset like this to the Met Gala last year under her wet look. Well, some fans were really concerned, y'all, about her insides. One said, girl, where are your organs? And another
said,
so you definitely don't have ribs. Thanks for confirming. But other people thought it set a bad example. One critic commented, this is giving your girls the wrong body image. You, with such a huge platform, should know better.
Yeah.
So, Chewy,
yes.
Do you feel like the illusion of the small waist is really that attractive to men?
Some men, not me, man. If I saw my lady or any other woman wearing this, I'd be like, baby, are you okay? Can you breathe?
Right.
Do you need help?
She can't breathe, I can tell you that.
Get this woman some food, stat.
This is attractive to men. The hourglass figure is a classic look. Now, if you can't achieve it, great. And a lot of women try to do that with Spanx. So you're never going to see your lady look like this. She's just going, here I am in this corset. And I can tighten it up. She looks like a wasp. With a body like that,
right,
you have a stinger. She's got a head, a thorax, and an abdomen.
Because when it comes to the end of the day, a guy's main objective is to take the corset off. So really, the question is, what's under that corset? So, Gary, you know the old saying, beauty is pain. Do you believe this? Is it worth it to go through this pain?
Well, it depends on the situation, though, because I know, honey, when I used to wear my body magic and stuff, then when I would get home and take it off, it would be like a can of biscuits. Poof! I would just puff up. you got to pay the price, though, honey. You know, it costs, honey, to be beautiful. So I think sometimes you just have to do what you have to do.
It just shouldn't have to hurt.
Guys don't look at this look and think it's going
to
be the normal. As far as, like, little girls thinking then all what they have to live up to. It's like, no, we look at this, and it's a caricature of a time.
It's Jessica Rabbit.
Yes, Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But the whole time I'm looking, I'm going, you poor thing, it seems like you're cutting off oxygen to your organs that are vital.
Yeah.
Your liver and your kidneys.
Yo, Heidi.
All that stuff in there.
Yeah. Heidi, what noise or sound do you think Kim makes when she finally takes it off when she gets on?
All right, we're going to switch gears a little bit. A lot of people are waking up to racial injustice, Chewy, and trying to be more sensitive about how they deal with race in entertainment. And comedians Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel both faced backlash about skits they did in blackface. Now, this was many years ago, but of course, you know, people dig and things resurface.
Oh, yes.
Well, NBC Universal is attempting to correct problems from the past by removing 4 episodes of 30 Rock from streaming platforms. Now, these episodes featured different characters darkening their skin in different ways. Now, creator Tina Fey, one of the creators anyway, of 30 Rock, Tina Fey said this, and I quote, "As we strive to do the work and do better in regards to race in America, we believe that these episodes featuring actors in race-changing makeup are best taken out of circulation. Going forward, no comedy-loving kid needs to stumble on these tropes and be stung by their ugliness." Now, Headcrack, is this like taking the Cosby Show off the air because of something that one person did? Now the rest of the cast doesn't get the residual checks because of what one bad thing?
Not really. I mean, because, like, you know, they took the Cosby Show off the air for a while. 30 Rock will still come on. And at the end of the day, I don't think we should sweep things like this under the rug. It's like, you know, when your dog makes a mess on the floor, you put their nose in it. You be like, yo, you do this?
Right.
You did that?
Right.
Like, you know, like, just so we can continue to have these conversations, like, yo, this happened at one point in time. It wasn't okay. Let's address that. But don't act like it didn't happen.
Gary, do you think this was the right thing for NBC Universal to do, is just drop those 4 episodes?
To an extent, yeah, but then, I mean, it's just four episodes. Who's going to know those four episodes was dropped unless you follow the whole show, for one thing? Because I sure would have known that they dropped four episodes, honey. So, I mean, you might as well keep them on as far as I'm concerned and just tell them next time, just don't do it. Just pat them on the head and say, no, 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 not again. Because that's what they're going to do anyway.
Let's keep things light and fluffy, shall we? Let's talk about Aunt Jemima. Now, she's being rebranded because of racist stereotypes. Now, relatives of the actresses who play the character are not happy with this move, saying it erases their history. Mm. Apparently, these people don't have Google. Now, Vera Harris, whose great aunt Lillian Richard portrayed Aunt Jemima characters for over 20 years, says that her family is proud. They stress that Lillian was able to make an honest living doing cooking demonstrations and promoting the brand at a time when many black people, especially black women, couldn't get jobs. Now, Vera went on to say, I understand what Quaker Oats is doing because I'm black and I don't want a negative image promoted. Hey. However, I just don't want her legacy lost because if her legacy is swept under the rug and washed away, it's if as she was never a person.
Wow. So, and a lot of people fail to think about this. This is true. The new Aunt Jemima box should say, in honor of Lillian Richards, and it should also donate some proceeds to her family or her estate. Like that. Because they've made money off of her face.
Keep her face on there.
They can keep their product or whatever. But just give this lady some residual. She deserves it. You've used her face for years. Pay her for them years.
I mean, but if you super do the history, like, Aunt Jemima has gone under a ton of changes over the years. Like, she used to look super bamboozled back in the days. I mean, Frank, do you think Vera has a good point?
And was there always an issue with the Aunt Jemima character as far as, like, through, you know, the community? Because I'm asking, were you always looking at her, Lillian, as a sellout because she took the job, because she took the money, and she made an honest living out of 20 years of it, and now we're just saying it?
No.
I would never say it.
But there was a period in time, I think it was like either the mid to late 80s or the early 90s, where she used to like rock the bandana. And everybody was like, yo, you look very, you know, you look real like retro slavey right now. Then he swapped her out. They gave her a process and gave her a perm. And we were happy for a little bit.
You know you got to do a black woman's hair, honey.
I've always been a Mr. Butterworth guy myself. So I don't know.
Mr. Butterworth.
Mr. Butterworth.
That's a man bun on Mr. Butterworth?
Oh, God.
Gary likes Log Cabin.
Log Cabin.
Log Cabin?
Log Cabin.
Gary's a log cabin kind of guy? All right.
Yes, honey.
Well, all right, honey. Up next, Eminem is stirring up drama, baby, in these streets. Yes, he is. Now, we'll tell you all about it right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Are you having trouble paying your taxes? Listen, you are not alone. If you're having problems with the IRS, don't try to fight them by yourself. It's time to get help. The IRS charges high interest and penalties if you fail to pay. They even have the help of private debt collection agencies collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. But Civic Tax can protect you from the IRS and those collection agencies. If you have $10,000 or more in back taxes, go ahead and call Civic Tax Relief for free information right now. You might qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. They can help you with IRS audit defense, wage garnishment, and tax settlement. You could save thousands in tax forgiveness. You may qualify for other special relief programs based on your unique situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you find out all the relief programs you qualify for. Just call 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation and information is free, and this call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. That's 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. All right, y'all, we are back, and Charlize Theron is about that thug life. Hey, while promoting her upcoming movie, The Old Guard, the actress stopped by the Howard Stern Show and pretty much shaded old school action star Steven Seagal. So Howard asked Charlize how she prepares for action films, and she said, at night, I'll go online to watch fighters or watch people fight, and you always come across that old Seagal video of him fighting in Japan, but he really isn't. He's just incredibly overweight and pushing people. She went even harder and said, I have no problem talking about him because he's not very nice to women, so you. Damn, Charlize! So head-cracking chewy. I mean, she ain't playing around. When you hear a woman this beautiful talk like that with a potty mouth, are y'all surprised?
Not at all, because I would imagine most beautiful women, like, you know, they have, like, you know, built up time over the years, like, you know, like, like blocking dudes trying to holler at him. Right. So this is no different. You know what I'm saying? You built up a defense.
Brad, you're a pretty woman and you curse up a storm. So I think pretty women could curse just as much as an ugly man.
I think, thank you, Gary. But that's, I mean, I'm going to say what I have to say when it's necessary. I try to be polite and nice and ladylike. Right. But when the time comes and it's necessary, I'm that bitch.
Keeping on with the energy of shade throwing, it's time for another celebrity. Clap back. Uh-oh. Now, this time it's Eminem versus Diddy's Revolt TV via Joe Budden. Now, here's the deal. M's beef stems from one of his former Shady Records artists and current Revolt hip-hop commentator and podcaster, Joe Budden. Now, recently a diss track by the rapper Conway featuring Marshall Mathers called Bang was leaked. And here's what he had to say about Revolt. And listen to this.
Shout the puppy curls, Revolt. Y'all are like a... Now I get it why buttons broke. Cause you press him but he don't do nothing though. See, when it comes to punches thrown.
The team over at Revolt TV heard the diss track and clapped back by posting you too, Eminem, on his social media page. Wow. And now the two parties, I guess, are beefing back and forth for something like that.
Now, suppose I'm a young, aspiring artist. I wouldn't even want to go with that company. This is what they do to their artists. I mean, everybody just team up and attack them.
Younger people today are different, Gary. They might be excited about this clapback, and they rocking with Revolt if they rock with them and watch them and patronize their channel. So, you know, hey.
HK, Revolt didn't back down at all when dealing with this guy. Do you think Eminem, they should just let him say what he wants? Because he's a known savage, and it's actually good PR for the network.
Everybody kind of wins in this situation, and it's like a free country. It's not like Revolt could be like, Eminem, you can't say that to us. It's Eminem. He's going to say what he wants. Right. And the cool thing is, like, the spirit of Revolt is to clap back.
Right.
That's what a Revolt is about. So I think they both operate in a space, and they both going to get bigged up because of it.
Yeah, but I guess I grew up in the old days, didn't I? Don't bite the hand that feeds.
You did.
So I guess I did, Brad. Yeah, I did. So.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
That's right, and today we have the Extreme Wireless Bluetooth Earbuds with charging pad. These lightweight Bluetooth earbuds will sit comfortably in your ear while providing a true wireless stereo sound experience. Yes, with just one touch, you can answer calls, play and pause music, as well as redial calls. It also includes a hassle-free wireless charging pad that'll charge your smartphones and key-enabled devices, as well as the earbud case.
Now, Brad, these are pretty dope, and it has a strong signal. I can hear you all the way at my house.
Hey.
That's because, honey, it has a strong battery, honey, that provides up to 100 hours, honey, standby.
You are so right, Gary, and you can enjoy skip-free music from 30 feet away from your device. Also, the headphones are available in white, black, rose, sky blue, lavender, and sunset.
Wow, honey, that's a whole rainbow, baby. How much is it?
Well, usually, Gary, they run as high as $80, but for our Dish Nation viewers, peep this. It's only $29.
Wow, $29. All right, then, honey.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, Andrew Freund sits down with the legend Jon Stewart and the cast of his new movie, Irresistible. We got that coming up after the break. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am super excited to be sitting down with the cast of the new film Irresistible today. But first, I have the writer and director, Mr. Jon Stewart. First of all, I have to thank you for writing a smart, intelligent, funny movie, Jon. I so appreciate it.
Good, I'm glad, man. Thank you.
What was it like being Steve Carell's boss again? Because essentially, you know, you own him in this movie. You work with him on The Daily Show, obviously.
Yeah, you know, I have to tell you, even after he left The Daily Show, I never stopped bossing him around. And it's something I've been doing now for nearly 20 years. And I've gotten really good at it. And I thought, you know what? I've bossed him around in New York. What if I bossed him around outside of Atlanta? See how that goes.
Okay, now I'm gonna make you the mayor of Stewartland. So let's say there's a magical place called Stewartland. I wanna know what fun laws would be enacted in Stewartland. What kind of fun laws or fun holidays would be in Stewartland?
I mean, everything would be easier to reach. You know what I mean? Like cupboards. I think generally there would be a ruling about if you wanted to get a bowl or a glass, really could only go like up to around 5'10". So that I didn't have, because I don't want, you know, the rotator cuff is not what it used to be whenever you go up there. So I think generally the rules would revolve around getting things down.
And that's good, because I'm not tall, John. So anything.
I don't believe that. Don't say that. Can I tell you something? Inside, you're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I see it. The height of the character of the man.
Yeah. Is important. Yeah. Now, I'm sure no one is asking you about licking Steve Carell's face. I'm sure no one's been asking you about that all day long. But I mean, it's an iconic scene that I didn't know that I needed. So I need to ask, what was that like and how many times did you have to do it?
I feel like I did it for hours. I was so nervous. It was my first scene, my first day. I just met Steve. I probably did it, I don't know, 4 or 5 times or something. But you couldn't do that today. That would not be in the movie.
No, definitely not. So obviously, as a campaign manager, there's a level of spin that these guys have. Are you a good kind of manipulator in your own life? Can you spin things?
I have two very small children, so I'm constantly manipulating and spinning and doing everything I can to get them to listen to me.
I'm going to make you a campaign manager in real life. So boom, you're a campaign manager. I have a list of some of your former co-stars, and you tell me what the most irresistible thing is about them as if you were running a campaign for them. Okay, I know, you're loving this. Okay, Seth Rogen.
Oh, he's big laugh.
Kristen Wiig.
Her wit and her wisdom.
Cate Blanchett.
Oh, her fearlessness and intelligence.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, his golfing skills and his ability to get up at 3 a.m. to work out.
Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, Tiff. Well, you know, Tiff's a bit of a doctor. She's got a lot of potions and things. So I've ever got some interesting medical issue. I reach out to her.
Awesome. Thank you, Rose. I really love the film. It was so smart and it was awesome.
Thanks, Andrew.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. All right, sometimes when you're a rapper, one of the first things you get when you get it popping is a custom chain. It's part of the new rapper starter kit in some situations. Well, you might have a chance to get one of Lil Baby's chains for the Lolo. Now, Lil Baby was big time mad when he discovered that Walmart was selling a few knockoff versions of his 4PF chain, starting at $25 and up and maxing out at $75.
I saw it for $15 at Ross.
As only Lil Baby could, he tweeted and said, Walmart got me f***ed up.
I think maybe when you come into a lot of money when you're new and young, you never had the money before, and you go out and buy the chain, you don't think about trademarks and patents on stuff. And so basically Walmart was like, is there a patent on that? No. And Walmart stepped in with its lawyers and nabbed it up.
I'm thinking that's what they probably did. But if you took something from Walmart or if you bootlegged Costco's Kirkland brand, guess what? the lawyers is going to be on your head top.
So if he own it, he better go on and get that Walmart check.
Now, Brad, you have an impressive jewelry collection. Now, if you saw somebody walking around with your Brat logo, would you be like flattered or no?
I wouldn't be impressed because I would want to know who made it, and I would want nobody to have no fake stuff of me. I want my brand to be of high quality, and I don't want no bootleg nothing because I don't wear that, so I don't expect my brand to be that. I can get with a jeweler, and maybe we can come up with something so we can split the profits and figure out, because it is my likeness. I would not like that, and I'll figure out how to get to the bottom of it ASAP.
Well, that's what's so hurtful is the price point on the actual item. It's $25 up to $75. I mean, that's got to be a kick in the stomach.
And look at the diamonds on the Walmart version. It looks like crushed up cinnamon and sugar compared to the real thing.
So it's over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.